Welcome to Shibe Park in Philadelphia, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the Philadelphia Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the lead-off spot. The shortstop, Billy Rogel. Batting second. The center fielder, Pete Fox. Batting third. The second baseman, Charlie Gehringer. Batting fourth. The left fielder, G. Walker. Batting fifth. The right fielder, John Stone. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Harry Davis. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Heinie Scubbel. Batting eighth. The catcher, Johnny Pasek. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Eldon Auker. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Eldon Auker. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the lead-off spot. The second baseman, Max Bishop. Batting second. The center fielder, Doc Kramer. Batting third. The catcher, Mickey Cochran. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Jimmy Fox. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Eric McNair. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Bob Johnson. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Pinky Higgins. Batting eighth. The right fielder, Lou Finney. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Johnny Markham. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Johnny Markham. And now, play ball. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogel hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pete Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Cochran settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker hits a pop-up towards short. McNair settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop hits a fly ball into left field. Walker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer hits a pop-up towards short. Rogel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran takes first base on ball four. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 2-0, Athletics. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair hits a ball on the ground towards third. Scubbel fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. John Stone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stone hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Cochran settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harry Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards short. McNair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Heinie Scubbel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scubbel hits a fly ball into right field. Finney settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Davis settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins hits a line drive into right field. Stone settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney hits a fly ball into center field. Fox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Johnny Pasek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pasek hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Eldon Auker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Auker hits a ball on the ground towards short. McNair misplays the ball. That's an error on McNair. Pasek moves to second. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogel is 0 for 1 in the game. Rogel hits a ball on the ground towards short. McNair fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Pasek moves to third. Auker moves to second. Pete Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 1 in the game. Fox hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Johnson. Fox reaches second base with a double. Pasek scores. Auker scores. Rogel goes all the way around to score. It's 3-2, Tigers. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Gehringer hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Fox scores. It's 4-2, Tigers. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0 for 1 in the game. Walker hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Stone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stone is 0 for 1 in the game. Stone hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Gehringer moves to third. Harry Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0 for 1 in the game. Davis hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Gehringer scores. Stone moves to second. It's 5-2. Tigers. Heine Scubble is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scubble is 0 for 1 in the game. Scubble hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Markham fields it and throws to third for the out. Davis moves to second. Two outs. Johnny Pasek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pasek is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Pasek hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Johnson. Pasek reaches second base with a double. Davis scores. Scubble moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 6-2, Tigers. Eldon Auker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Auker is 0 for 1 in the game. Auker strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Johnny Markham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Markham hits a fly ball into right field. Stone settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 0 for 1 in the game. Bishop hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0 for 1 in the game. Kramer hits a fly ball into center field. Fox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Cochran takes first base on ball 4. Bishop moves to second. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogel fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Athletics 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Bill Dietrich now pitching. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogel is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Rogel takes first base on ball 4. Pete Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got 3 RBIs. Fox hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Rogel moves to second. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Gehringer takes first base on ball 4. Rogel moves to third. Fox moves to second. Jim Peterson now pitching. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0-for-2 in the game. Walker hits a line drive towards third. Higgins catches it and steps on third to double up Rogel. 2 outs. John Stone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stone is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Stone hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Fox scores. Gehringer moves to third. It's 7-2, Tigers. Harry Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Davis hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Kramer, who is chasing the ball. Davis reaches third base with a triple. Gehringer scores. Stone goes all the way around to score. It's 9-2, Tigers. Heine Scubble is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scubble is 0-for-2 in the game. Scubble hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 9, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 0-for-1 in the game. McNair is hit by the pitch. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-1 in the game. Johnson hits a line drive towards first. Davis catches it and steps on first to double up McNair. 2 outs. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 0-for-1 in the game. Higgins hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 9, and the Athletics 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Roy Mahaffey now pitching. Johnny Pasek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pasek is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Pasek strikes out. 1 out. Eldon Auker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Auker is 0-for-2 in the game. Auker hits a ball on the ground towards third. Higgins can't make a play. That's a base hit. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogel is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Rogel hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Auker moves to second. Pete Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 3 RBIs. Fox strikes out. 2 outs. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Gehringer hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fox scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Gehringer for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 9, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney is 0-for-1 in the game. Finney hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Roy Mahaffey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mahaffey hits a ball on the ground towards first. Davis scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Mahaffey for the out. Two outs. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Bishop hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0-for-2 in the game. Kramer hits a fly ball into left field. Walker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 9, and the Athletics 2. The Tigers will come to bat. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0-for-3 in the game. Walker hits a ball on the ground towards short. McNair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. John Stone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stone is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Stone hits a fly ball. Stone hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is bouncing around. Kramer is chasing the ball. Stone rounds third and comes all way home with an inside the park home run. It's 10-2, Tigers. Harry Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got three RBIs. Davis hits a pop-up towards short. McNair settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Heine Scubble is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scubble is 0-for-3 in the game. Scubble strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 10, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks. Cochran hits a fly ball into right field. Stone settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards third. Scubble fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 0-for-1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. McNair hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 10, and the Athletics 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Johnny Pasek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pasek is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Pasek strikes out. One out. Eldon Auker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Auker is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Auker hits a ball on the ground towards short. McNair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogel is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Rogel hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Mahaffey fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 10, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-2 in the game. Johnson hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Pasek settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 0-for-2 in the game. Higgins hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Auker fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney is 0 for 2 in the game. Finney hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Auker fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 10, and the Athletics 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Frankie Hayes now catching. Pete Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 3 RBIs. Fox hits a pop-up towards third. Higgins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Gehringer hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Finney. Gehringer reaches second base with a double. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0 for 4 in the game. Walker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bishop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Gehringer moves to third. Two outs. John Stone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stone is 3 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Stone hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 10, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Ed Coleman pinch hits for Roy Mahaffey. Ed Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman hits a fly ball into center field. Fox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Bishop hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0 for 3 in the game. Kramer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogel fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bishop moves to second. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes strikes out. Two outs. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards second base. Gehringer fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 10, and the Athletics 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Bobby Coombs now pitching. Harry Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got 3 RBIs. Davis hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Heine Scubble is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scubble is 0 for 4 in the game. Scubble hits a ball on the ground towards third. Higgins fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Johnny Pasek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pasek is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Pasek hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bishop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 10, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 0 for 2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. McNair hits a ball on the ground towards third. Scubble fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 3 in the game. Johnson hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 10-3, Tigers. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 0-for-3 in the game. Higgins hits a pop-up towards first. Davis settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney is 0-for-3 in the game. Finney hits a fly ball into center field. Fox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 10, and Philadelphia Athletics, 3. Goodbye from Shibe Park in Philadelphia.